The Gemara on the top of Hey Amud Aleph quotes Rav, Amar Rav Megillah Bezmana, Kronos Alfil B'Yachid, that when you read the Megillah at its proper time, meaning the 14th and the 15th, so even if it's read by an individual, privately and not Betzibor, that he's Yotze, but Shalob Bezmana Basara. But if you don't read the Megillah at its proper time, so then it has to be read with a minion. It has to be read with 10 people, and Rashi explains that the reason is because of Pirsum Yenisa, that when it's read on the correct day, so there's already a general Pirsum Yenisa, because everyone is reading Megillah on that day. But if it's not read in the on the proper time, so then the general theme of the day is not Pirsum Yenisa, and therefore you need to gather 10 people to boost up the Pirsum Yenisa. Ravasi Amar Bein Bezman Bein Shalom Bezman Basar. Ravasi says that whether it's at the proper day or not has to be read with 10 people. Have uvda v'chayish le Rav lahad Ravasi. And Rav, even though he just said that you do not require a minion when reading at the proper time, Rav was choshesh for Ravasi. So Tosas have uvda says as follows: Mikol makom hilchasa kevaseh de Rav. Da ha Rav Yochanan isa kevaseh perk sheni. Even though Rav was choshesh for Ravasi, halacha lamaisa, the halacha does follow Rav, and as Rav Yochanan follows like him. And daf yutasam beis de ka'amar, excuse me, I'm sorry, hakorei b'megillah haksuva, b'en haksuvim lo yatsa umasika b'yachad habitzibor. If there's a case that if one read a Megillah that was written in a parchment of other ksuvim, Rashi points that over there, and daf yutas, the problem is that it's not as an igeris. Part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah for Pirsum Yenisa is that it's written like a letter, like in Higeras, and if you're reading it amongst other ksuvim, it doesn't appear that you're doing it for the mitzvah of Pirsum Yenisa. So so you're not Yotze in that case, and we conclude that there's a differentiation between Yachid and Tzibur over there. Almost according to Yachid, but we see from there that an individual may in fact read the Megillah. Mechein halacha, the Rav and Rav Yochanan halacha k'Rav Yochanan, and this is halacha, when Rav and Rav Yochanan argue, halacha follows Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan quotes this, V'kol shekein hacha dekaimi b'chad shita v'od ravasi tamud rav hava. Also, here, Rav Yochanan and Rav argue, so certainly the halacha follows like him. And also, Ravasi was a tamud of Rav. V'rabin Yosef ish yushayim pasak da'af b'yachad tzarech levarach. And Rav Yosef makes a psak that even when you're reading as a yachid, you have to make a bracha on Amikra Megillah. V'chein nimtza b'tshuvas Rashi sheyeshiv nir ve'ini. And Rashi also says that he seems there's no difference between an individual and a tzibur regarding bracha, that in each case one makes a bracha. And since we've already proven to say that one can read biyachid, so if it were true that he doesn't make a bracha when he reads biyachid, so then it would have said explicitly on Chafam Fam Beis that the brachas are only for a tzibur. So since it doesn't say that, it proves that even for a yachid, you make a bracha.